Avakamaprak test Mishnah Yud. Ha Omer Livno, Konim Yato Nana Mishaliv. Person makes a konim to his son that he shouldn't have Hana from him. This is a type of nether. And then the father dies. Immes Yirashenu. The son can inherit. He can have Hana afterwards because once the father dies and the son inherits, it's now the son's. It's no longer having benefit from the father. He yarshined it, and now he's having Hana from his own thing. However, if the father says, Bechayev uvamoso, if he says not only that he was konim while he was alive, but also after he was dead, im meis, and now the father dies, lo yirashenu. He shouldn't inherit it. V'yachzer levanav ola echav. Rather, he should give it to his father's other sons or his father's brothers. V'im einlo, and here the Rav says, einlo means he doesn't have what to eat. Einlo mayochal. And he really needs this money of inheritance to use for food. Lova, so he can. What he can do is he borrows here, borrows from somebody else, and to pay back, uvalichov boim v'nifron. The balichov should go and collect from the brothers. And even though the father said he didn't want his son to have any type of hana from inheritance, paying back a chov like we had in Maseches Nedarim is not considered a benefit. Even though it's obviously good for you to pay back the chov, but that's not considered a direct benefit. Therefore, you can pay him back with the Yerusha. It's mashma according to the Rav that a person can yarshin something that is aser bahana. Even though it's aser bahana, still, he pretty much yarshins it. It goes to the other brothers, but he can sort of set it up that somebody can go and take it from the brothers after he borrows from them.